88.5 KCSN. We like to call you our girl.
And I appreciate that so much. I like being called your girl.
It's Lissy, who is back at KCSN, getting ready. The album Back to Forever coming out, and is you've been working on this record on a number of levels for a while.
Yeah.
We talked about how you have a procedure now in which, procedure, that sounds like you're going to the hospital or something. You have a process in which you've kind of found some partners in writing that you like to go out and flesh out songs with. First, you spent some time in London working on a couple of things.
Yeah, so, I mean, over the course of the last couple of years, like, I'll just take weeks at a time where I write. There's a guy in Nashville I like to write with. There's a handful of people in London I like to write with. Jim Irvin, Julian Emery, Martin Kraft, Justin Parker, and in Nashville, Angelo Petralia. So I do a lot of co-writing, and, you know, I come up with a lot of things on my own and then come to them, and they kind of encourage and coach and inspire me, and... initially, when I first started co-writing, I felt like I was sort of forced into it, and I took it as like an insult, you know. But then I quickly learned like what a great opportunity it is to get to be a better songwriter. And when you find the right people,
right,
you really can get your words out in a way when you have that sort of encouragement. So
yeah, and it was trusted collaboration.
Yeah,
that really, you know, as you discussed, as we talked earlier, you told me about how you started to recognize how they understood you and you understood them, and that feeling of the personal ownership of the song still remained yours, but they were lending ears.
It's almost like a therapy of sorts. I mean, because most of the time you're just sitting around talking, you know, about stuff. So it's like, oh, this topic, and then you start talking about it, and through the process of conversation, then it's like suddenly you're like, oh, I have a song. It just kind of from this conversation, that I wouldn't have been having if I was sitting by myself, which isn't to say I don't still sit down and write songs just for the heck of it.
Because you write a lot, don't you?
I do. You know, I go through phases, but, you know, it depends on what's happening. Writing a song is a way for me to, like, almost do, like, a journal entry, you know? Mm. Like, if something's on my mind, it makes me feel like I can get that weight off of my chest. And so I wrote a lot of songs the last couple years, which led to us recording last September of 2012.
With Jack Knife.
With Jack Knife Lee and Topanga, which was so much fun, and he is so great to work with. And the band came along and played on it, and here now a year later, it's out now.
Oh, girl. telling myself that soon I will be feeling all right.
You moved at a relatively young age. 9 years ago, was it about?
Like 10 years in March, moved to L.A. to make it
was
big.
You know, that's a proverbial thing, but now you did it, and you have to tell the folks at home and the friends at home and everything else and take that deep breath. And I don't know, did you drive? Did you take a bus? You know, however it was you got here. How did
I
you get
here? I shipped my car.
Shipped the car.
My aunt and uncle have this, like, cousin or aunt. It's like an aunt, but the same age as my aunt. It's like her aunt is her same age or whatever, who I didn't really know, but who lived in Santa Monica. And so I brought my cousins out to visit the aunt on the plane and shipped my car and sort of hung out with them for a few weeks. And that was sort of part of my, like, okay, I'm in LA, but I'm sort of with family because I didn't know anyone.
Right.
Then I ended up going to MI for 6 months, and that was a good foundation for me to have, like, a place to go, and was learning about, like, recording and meeting nice people. But yeah, I flew. I didn't drive, but I shipped my car, but it was only $500 to ship my car. I got such a good deal. And then I found a place and, like, had a random roommate that I didn't know. And slowly but surely, I started to have, like, some gigs. And
Where is the first place? Can you remember the first place that would really let you come back and do a few gigs?
Yeah, well, so kind of the first steps were I went to Molly Malone's. They used to have an open mic, but you had to pay, like, $1 to play a song or something like that. And my friend had gone. Like a friend of a friend sort of thing. And I went, and then I played my song. But I also sort of went into the back and saw there were, like, people in this, like, side room, like the bigger room where, like, the stage is and not the bar. There were some people in there from the venue. And I just said, I had my guitar. I was like, hey, do you think I could, like, play a song for you? And so they're like, oh, we don't really, like, do that. I'm like, well, I just moved here. I don't know how else to, like, get a gig. So can I just play you one song? You can stop me if you don't like it. And I think I played, like, House of the Rising Sun or something. And the guy, Jay Tinsky, who's a real nice guy who was doing all these different, like, bookings at different venues, he was like, oh, you know, refreshingly, that was great. Like, you know, I didn't know what was going to come out, and gave me a gig at Genghis Cohen.
Maybe you couldn't see me braiding her hair. Her name is Tiffany. I know that girl. She lives on my street, and she wants you. Hell, they all want you. That kind of girl's only after one thing. You want all to see and be seen. Oh, you chose her over me like she won you. Baby, I warned you that then I want you when you're shining like a butterfly who's always buying the one guy who never said no. Taking its toll. Up on stage with your precious guitar, everyone wants to be where you are, to bathe in that glorious light of your style. And I want you. Cause they want you. Closing time and your boys show up. They got a keg of beer in that pickup truck, egging you on to go out and get drunk. You know you want you. Baby, I want you. But they'll all thank you.
when you first started gaining national recognition, a lot of adjectives that would be used was sincerity, authenticity, the fact that, you know, and having seen you perform a number of times, you do have a bond with your audience. They do believe you. You know, there's a credibility, a believability, and you like to keep that intact.
Well, because I feel like, sorry not to cut you off, because I kind of feel like keep going on tangents, but I do feel like I don't see myself as this, like, big, like, imposing, like, fabulous figure. I am one of them. I mean, just because I happen to be good at singing and writing, which I hope I'm good at singing or writing songs, but that doesn't make me any more, like, interesting or important than anyone else. You know, everyone has, like, a skill and a place they're coming from. So that's just one of the things I'm contributing to society. And so I do feel like there's this connection. I would go out and talk to everyone I possibly could of my fans at shows, but then I'd like lose my voice or I wouldn't get any sleep.
And you would. That's not rhetorical. You would.
I would. I would just want to hang out. And I do like to just hang out, you know, and it's sort of weird sometimes when I do see people getting so excited to meet me because I'm just like, it's fine. Like, don't get that excited. It's not that exciting, you know, but I do. And I the way you describe me, thank you, because I feel like that's sort of how I see myself. I don't know if people always understand quite what I'm about. Or, you know, you can be such a snarky, sort of cynical industry that's weird, is so weird.
But you're genuine.
And so you're so awesome, and I love your station, and so it's nice to hear you describe me in that way because I kind of feel like, you know, I hope and I think I'm just being myself, and it's not like an act I'm putting on. And there's so many kinds of music that I like, and I don't want to feel limited to like, okay, you have to be that girl. Like, I was a bit of a hippie in college, like, but that's not all that I am. Or I, you know, liked hip hop a lot for a while. So, you know, I didn't like change my look to like match identity, you know, this like obsession with identity.
That's something.
Gender identity even I think is so interesting because I think that everyone sort of exists on this spectrum of like just being who they are. Like I probably have some masculine energy to me and I know a lot of men who have feminine energy and everyone's always trying to figure out what everyone is. It's like, I was telling you the example of being in like an airport and observing people and it's like, you know, there's the guy that wears an ironic t-shirt. Right. Like there's the lady that, you know, is real.
What brand?
Together
what brand
and has
do they
her
have?
Like, you know, iron shirt and her like plaid and her whatever her headband on. And I just like to see how much we try to project ourselves as not being complicated, but we're all so complicated. And it's, I think like a lot of people like lots of different things.
Anymore, take what they want, the ticket and run. Does anyone love anyone anymore? Does anyone love anyone anymore? Take what they want, take it and run out the door.
Glad you came in. Now, we won't get to actually see you, by we, I mean the collective we, us, and the audience, until December 9th. You're going to be playing the Fonda.
Yeah.
But we will be able to see you December 9th at the Fonda.
You will.
And we want to welcome, make sure that all our fans mark their calendar today, that Lissy will be performing. You're going out on tour. You're going to do a couple of months before you get back to Los Angeles, right?
Yeah, we're going out to the UK and Europe. And then come back and start in Toronto and then go around the States a bit.
Oh boy.
And then come, like, kind of end up in California in December. And then the end of January, actually, like, kind of started all over again. So you'll have tons of chances to see us.
Well, we're glad, you know, we've obviously, you know, you're one of us here at KCSN, and it was good to have you come by and play for everyone today. And you know that you'll see the big tall goof at the Fonda show cheering you on. See, I'll be dancing like you were dancing for Petty. And you don't want to see me dancing.
I do too. I saw you dancing a bit at the time.
I was dancing a little bit. That's
but
true.
But I want to just thank you so much because it's, you know, you get me out there to people and they wouldn't have heard of me. And I appreciate that support and that you're like so passionate about, you know, keeping good music alive and just getting the word out. It just means so much. So thank you very much.
Well, thank you, and I really appreciate that coming from you. See why we love her?
We're having a little love fest here. It's great.
See why we love her? Thanks, Lissy. It's Lissy on 88.5 KCSN.